Things that make you go, Recently, in fact, I'll just say today, I just did a search on the internet for the terms hoodwinked and bamboozled. And in the search results, there was a YouTube video of the late Malcolm X and President Obama using these terms hoodwinked and bamboozled. Now, for those of you that don't know, Malcolm X is the one that is most usually credited with using that term when he was addressing the condition of the race relationships, the race relations in this nation back in the 60s. And I can remember the speech well, and I used that part of his speech in a book that is on sale at online at you can get it from Amazon.com, or you can go to the website of this ministry, look for the link where it says ministry store, click that link, which will be in the right column down near the almost near the bottom of the right column, and you can find a link to purchase that book. But anyway, the point is, this term had hoodwinked and bamboozled. What Malcolm X was telling the black community back then is that the powers that be in government were essentially making fools and tricking the black, making fools out of and tricking the black community to get them to basically support policies and things that served no purpose to anybody other than to keep the black community in a state of perpetual slavery. There was a writer named Willie Lynch, whom in his letters, one of his letters, had told the slave owners that if the slave owners followed his recommendations of how to keep people in perpetual slavery without lynching them, without using fear and things, because they realized that the lynching of the slaves and so forth meant that the slave owner would essentially have wasted all of the money that he had put into the individual slave that he had lynched. And you know, at some point in time, the quote unquote natives would get restless and probably rebel against the slave owner. But anyway, what it boiled down to, he said, if you follow this plan, in which he used the terminology of destroy the mind and keep the body. In other words, if you can render the slave to a perpetual state of ignorance, of not knowing what the plan was to that it was designed to keep them in slavery, you could essentially make a person a slave and they wouldn't even know that they were a slave. That's the type of thing that, you know, Malcolm X was talking about when he said that you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. And then I looked at President Obama making a speech on the campaign trail. I guess this was back during his run for office of president back in 2008. But here is the thing. Now, the Democratic Party, if you go back into their history, if you look at the platform of everything that they do, what the foundation of the Democratic Party is built on, it is built on slavery. And essentially everything that the Democratic Party does is designed to do one thing, and that is keep people in a state of what I would call ignorance, where they cannot look at what the Democrats are doing and realize that the Democrats are essentially hoodwinking and bamboozling everybody. Because just to give you an example, I was talking with a person the other day on the radio about the condition of the black community in this nation. And what we find out is that everything that the Democrats have been doing that the black community supports lines up with the fact that when the Democratic Party carries out what it is the black community has them in office to do, it turns around that in the long run what has happened is the black community winds up being put more and more into a bondage, so to speak, to the Democratic Party, which means then that anytime the black community wants something done, they look to the Democratic Party to do it. They refuse to consider anything that the Republican Party is doing, which in this, when if you get all down to the bottom line, the black community is perpetually in slave mode or dependent on the Democratic Party. Oh, by the way, the name of that book that I mentioned earlier that I wrote, it's been about 6 years or so ago, is called Had, Hoodwinked, and Bamboozled: How Willie Lynch is Running Wild in the Democratic Party. And as I said, that's available on Amazon.com or Lulu, that's LULU.com. Or if you go on to the home page of this ministry, look over in the right column and go down near the bottom of the page, you will see ministry store or online ministry store. Click that link and you will come to a page that has the list of all of the books that this ministry has produced and CDs, and you will find the link to that particular book.